Hello, hello. I don't hear myself. Hello, hello. Ah, there I am. October 16, 2005. Boom. Good night's sleep at the Pegasus Hotel. Morning email greets me. John Palfrey.
Boom.
Subject, Jamaica.
Boom.
I've always held that Charlie is the most exceptional teacher I've ever had. I left evidence, circa 1999 or so, with three things. One, the power of narrative in all things related to the law. Two, the fact that it's fiction that the law can come by any single reliable version of the truth.
Boom.
The fact that it's fiction that law can come by any single reliable version of the truth. And three, that it pays off to think big, to take intellectual risk, particularly when you're thinking about things cyber.
Behind these prison walls, doing my faces, doing my time, I'm spending my restless night, visioning faces, oh, they all cry.
During my time at the Berkman Center, I haven't gotten the Jamaica Project. I've wanted to. I've listened with interest when Charlie comes to talk about it. I've enjoyed meeting Trevor Roan, Kevin Wallen, Commissioner Reese, and others who have come through Cambridge. I loved Becca and Wayne's blog entries while they were there in the year or so before they got married. But I've struggled to make heads or tails of the project overall. It does not fit my image of a project for which a proposal can be written and benchmarks set against which metrics can be achieved. I'm awfully glad to have had the chance to go to Jamaica this week, and deeply grateful to have been invited. It's a remarkable place. Charlie has around him an extraordinary group of people. That's the main message about the people. I also got the very clear sense that the Jamaica Project has a trajectory, that it's going someplace, if Charlie sticks with it. I also got the very clear sense that the Jamaica Project has a trajectory, that it's going someplace, if Charlie sticks with it. And that it has a real narrative to it. There's intellectual risk all over the place, and too many things to try to string together easily, but a great deal of promise.
Behind these prison walls, doing my faces, doing my time, I'm spending my restless night, visioning faces.
What? specifically. There is just an amazing core of people. Core of people that Charlie's drawn around him. Marguerite Rain, Harvard Business School, 1985 or so, is at the head of the line. In my view, for sure. She's a dynamo, a great partner to Charlie. As organized as the best advance guy in the Clinton administration. Hardworking, charming, devoted. Right there with her are Kevin Wallen and his best friend Tafawa, both born leaders, first-rate public speakers, young, articulate men, passionate about their country and their culture, cyber savvy. Each would make a compelling candidate for party leader of a young reformist movement. The Commissioner of Corrections, Major Reese, who spent 2 days straight with us, as far as I could tell, believes in what Charlie is trying to do and is leaning into it with his staff and his own time. The event went beautifully. Read Ethan's live post, live blog post, if you haven't yet. And bingo, there's a link. For color, and for the dead-on description of it as a geeky academic benefit concert. Marguerite and her partner Robert pulled together 90 people and a half dozen or so sponsors who paid real money to spend a day talking about cyber strategy. For companies, for the tax authority, long story, and for the country. The proceeds went to Kevin's non-profit. The telephone. What have we here? Hello. I'm fine, how are you? Wait a second. Go ahead. Am I on the speakerphone? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
How come? That's weird.
Well, you just heard that.
Anyway, here I am. Oh, you are? Oh, you poor kids. Absolutely, right this minute. Oh, 15 minutes. Do I believe you, or is this Jamaica time? Okay, I'll see you downstairs in 15. Good. That's Alex. The proceeds went to Kevin's nonprofit SET. S-S-E-T. That's training prisoners to use computers. John Dayton of HBS, Harvard Business School, was absolutely perfect for the crowd, which was lively and intelligent and engaged. Charlie's vision as a fundraiser, raising Jamaican funds, to be clear, not aid from the U.S. or elsewhere, seems to have come to fruition. I haven't seen the books on it. But there certainly seemed to have been money churned up. It was a complicated story to tell, of brand, identity, cyber strategy, for companies benefiting prisoners who need job skills and the fulfillment that creativity using computers can provide. But it came together, amazingly enough. It couldn't have been better to have Ethan there, who knows his stuff, both technically and in terms of the challenges facing developing countries. Very impressive performance on the substance, but also just such terrific company. We met a lot of people who have keen interest in using cyber strategies to grow their businesses and to make new connections between different people. We heard about Super Plus, the 35-store grocery chain, still a family business, which has set up a remittance system where you can pay for groceries online in Brooklyn or North London and have them delivered in Montego Bay. RJR Communications, with its 3 radio stations and 1 television station, and now an internet presence that streams cricket matches and World Cup qualifiers for a subscription fee around the world. And What's on Jamaica? Nowhere on Google, but which I'm convinced could pull off a great local Craigslist play. The local merchant bank, DBNG, has a senior executive team that's got vision and interest in using cyber strategy to accomplish their goals for growth. Perhaps most important of all, Charlie has 3 students on the trip doing clinical work. Alex, Diane, and Jackie are interviewing people involved in the prison system. I can't imagine a richer and more raw place to learn about the law in a way that we never, ever could do by reading Goldberg versus Kelly. Charlie says it was Fern's idea, which I credit. But it's also no doubt his inspiration. I have no idea what they'll come up with, and hope, of course, they'll be safe as they go about their work. But I am confident that they'll learn something that they otherwise would leave law school without experiencing. Bottom line, I don't claim to have gotten the Jamaica Project in 42 hours in Kingston. But I did see Charlie in all his glory there, with lots of promise in terms of ways to make his projects in Jamaica have impact. It made me rethink about how we define success in what we do. If we can declare victory where we're learning and teaching in innovative ways about our field of inquiry, taking some intellectual risks, creating networks, and stimulating thinking, the Jamaica Project certainly fit the bill this week. John Palfrey, Executive Director, Berkman Center for Internet and Society, Lecturer on Law, soon I trust to be professor, Harvard Law School. http://blogs.law.harvard.edu/Palfrey.
Da 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 da. We are in these metal bars. Da da, I'm chanting. Pray for your love divine. So sorry, man. Deeply I'm hurting. The price ordained to be mine. Impossible to see the changes that I've made in my life. All they see is just a boy. They left me out, and I swear I can be a better man. Yes, I swear, yeah. If only you could understand the fate in me, she says, if we reflection.